My name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance that you desire. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies about how to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakaran.com. So, all right, here we go. Imagine you are a sorcerer. Imagine you are a sorcerer with the complete confidence that you can manifest anything you desire instantly. You want $1 million, and so it manifests instantly. You want a 50-foot sailing yacht, it manifests instantly. You want a gorgeous lover, and they appear instantly. You want a successful business, it manifests instantly. Now that's the power that you actually already have as source. Because every desire you have, your source self instantly manifests that desire into vibrational reality. Your source is already living that desire, being that desire, having that desire. Except in physical reality, those desires are not quite instant, as we all know, because it would not be satisfying to have everything you desire instantly manifest. It would be exciting at first, playing with all of the zillions of toys you instantly manifested, but after a while it would get boring, like anything else in life that you take for granted. And you would have so many things, you would need massive storage units and airplane hangars to house all of your toys. You did not come to planet Earth to amass stuff. You came here for the joy of creating the fun stuff, not the creations. You came here for the creating, not the creation. Because just like the toys that you received at Christmas, after a week, you're bored with those toys, and you want an even better toy. So even though manifestations tends to be slow in physical reality, it can be very quick too. In fact, it can be instant. So imagine that you can, like a sorcerer, manifest anything you like instantly into your physical reality. Really see and feel the joy and excitement of that. Feel the power of that. Because you really do have that power. And the only thing that slows the process of manifestation is doubt and the need to prove your worthiness and the need to prove that you deserve to get what you want or that you're good enough or etc. Lack of sorcerer's confidence slows and blocks your desires from coming to you. That's the initiation of the spiritual master, isn't it? Having the utmost confidence. Because as soon as you have a desire, the universe is lining up all of the matching elements to manifest your desires into your physical reality. And if you just don't block those desires with your limited doubts and your beliefs of unworthiness, powerlessness, helplessness, you're not good enough, victimhood, etc., and you keep the abundant gates open, then the universe can give you whatever you want. Your desire has to come to you because the gates are open. And the entire universe wants you to be, do, and have whatever you want. Your source wants you to be, do, and have whatever you want. There is no such thing as judgment about your desires. So anything you want can come to you basically instantly. The big, huge order comes in. The dream job comes in. The dream business. The dream investment. Opportunities of all kind manifest instantly. You meet the gorgeous lover of your dreams today. You get the inspiration to start writing that best-selling book or $1 million script or top-selling song. Anything you desire can literally manifest today, but whether or not a desire physically manifests today or not, every desire you have, you can manifest the feeling right now, instantly. You can manifest the feeling vibration of your desire instantly. As quickly as you can think good feeling thoughts about your desire, you instantly, just like a sorcerer, just like a magician, create the delicious feeling vibration of your desire instantly. You can see and feel you being and doing and having your yummy desires right now. That's how powerful you are. That's an instant manifestation that you always have creative control over. And since you have that desire, your source is fully living those desires vibrationally in vibrational reality, in heaven reality, in fifth dimensional reality. And so are you when you see them and feel them, when you vibrate them. You can get the delicious, joyful feelings of being, doing, and having your desires right now, anytime. You can enjoy the delicious joy of being rich right now. You can enjoy the juicy feelings of having the lover right now. You can enjoy the ecstasy of sailing the yacht right now. You can enjoy the feeling of driving the brand new Mercedes right now. That is the sorcerer's power. That is the magician's power. That is the witch's power that you have right now. The power to feel the joy of your desires. The power to instantly manifest the joyful feelings of anything you want right now. So you are that powerful sorcerer. You are that powerful witch with the power to manifest anything instantly. Because you can instantly feel the joy of anything right now, this instant, this second. And the joy is what you really want anyway. The only reason you want the lover, the money, the yacht, the Mercedes is for the joy of playing with those toys. And you've already got the joy as soon as you feel the joy of being, doing, and having those. You already got the real reason that you want anything because you believe it's going to make you happy. And you got it instantly. So you are an absolutely amazing sorcerer that manifests your desires instantly. And you really got to understand that. You really got to realize that. That is mastery. And as a powerful sorcerer, you know that the process of creation is joy first, which attracts the joyful desire. The process of creation is desire, which creates vibration, which creates feeling, because feeling is a gauge of what you've been thinking, which then creates physical manifestation. So to turn that vibration and feeling into a manifestation, you've got to really vibrate it big time. With the same vibration you would be vibrating if you already physically had it. You got to make your desire real in your mind and in your vibration and in your feeling state. You got to really feel the details of your desire. The more specific you can imagine your desire, the stronger the vibration of it will be. You got to see exactly what you would be doing with that money. What would you buy? Where would you go? How would it feel? How would it feel to have $1 million right now? Break it down. That's $100,000 times 10. That's $10,000 times 100. That's $1,000 times 1,000. So what does it feel like to be that millionaire? What does it feel like to be spending that money? What would you be doing with it? What would you buy? How does it feel to, you know, to when you've got those little goodies that you buy with that money? What does it feel like to be sailing the yacht that you bought? What does it feel like to be, you know, to purchase that yacht? Inviting your friends to sail in your yacht. What does it feel like to have the money and go into the dealership and buy that Mercedes cash? Direct deposit. What will you do with that delicious lover? What restaurants will you go to? What beaches will you walk on together? What amazing exotic places will you travel to? Imagine the first time you hold hands and feel that electricity between you sizzling, zzz, like electricity. Imagine that first kiss and how wonderful it is. Feel your lover's lips gently pressed upon yours. Yummy. Ooh, yeah. Cherry pie. Your tongues dancing the minuet together. Feel your bodies pressed tightly against each other. The point is to really indulge in the delicious feelings of your desires so much that the physical existence or lack of existence of your desire is 100% immaterial, pun intended. But you know that by doing so, by really indulging in the joy of your desires, well, that they must manifest. Because feeling is the final step before physical manifestation. And the joy you're feeling now is a vibrational match to the joy you're going to feel once you manifest that money, that lover, that whatever. There are no shortcuts to manifestation. Trying to take shortcuts is what gets people in trouble every time. They're trying to be happy by first getting the manifestation, and so they make deals and sell their proverbial souls, so to speak, to get what they want, to be happy, not knowing that what they really want is to be happy regardless of the thing. Regardless of the fame, regardless of the success, regardless of the money. Not to be rich and be famous and have yachts, but just to be happy. The happiest people are the most successful people because the only reason anyone wants success is to be happy. So anybody who's happy is successful. Regardless of how much money and toys and fame they've got. So, the sorcerer's magic is not knowing what Latin or Druid incantations to say or what spells to cast or what herbs to put into your boiling pot. Your positive, good-feeling thoughts are all the spells you need. The power of decree is all you need. The power of vibration and feeling is all you need. No need to sell your soul to the devil or make Faustian agreements with other humans to get what you want because you know it's joy first, which attracts joyful things. It's not make deals and agreements with other people to get what you want so you'll be happy. It's not the greedy, addictive, typical human practice of getting stuff or getting approval or getting love or getting money or getting success or getting fame in order to be happy, which never truly makes anybody happy because their happiness is reliant upon uncontrollable external circumstances and uncontrollable people who have their own agendas. And it's reliable upon other people's positive focus upon you, which never lasts very long because people are fickle and you're not the most important thing in people's lives. And, you know, they are. They're the most important thing in their life. And as long as you're pleasing them with the newest, greatest thing, well, then you're the bee's knees. But as long as you're not, their attention goes elsewhere instantly. So, some things will be easier to imagine the specifics of them and enjoy the desire of them because you have less resistance to their manifestation because of your past beliefs and your past train of thought, your past momentum about those desires. The ones that are more difficult to imagine are the ones that you have more resistance to. You have more limited, oriented beliefs and momentum about them. You have more old momentum of limited thoughts about those desires that are basically blocking them from coming to you. And to manifest those desires, you may have to be less specific in your thoughts about them. Because the more specific you are, the more difficult it may be for you to believe that you can actually achieve them. Like money, for instance. So with those big-ass issues, like money, relationships, etc., that you have a ton of old momentum about, if you're having difficulties with them, then get less specific. Go more general in your thoughts about them. Especially go more general towards the feeling rather than the physicality of them. Like, it may be difficult imagining having $1 million. Especially because you can't imagine how you're going to get that $1 million. But it will be easy imagining what you would spend $1 million on. And if you're playing around with specifics, if it doesn't feel good to imagine having $1 million because you doubt you can create it, well then imagine $100,000. I mean, how does that feel? If it feels good, well then you're in the sweet spot. If that still feels bad, well then you're going to have to go down to a measly $10,000 or just avoid numbers altogether and just stick with feeling, just stick with a general abundance rather than specific numbers. Your affirmations in this case would be something like, I love the feeling of being abundant. I love the feeling of being prosperous. I love the feeling of, okay, maybe you can throw in the word rich as long as it feels good. I love the feeling of being rich and abundant and being able to buy fun things with that money. To buy a new house, new car, etc. It may be difficult to imagine having lots of money, but it won't be difficult to imagine spending that money. We all love spending money. It's a heck of a lot of fun. And having fun playing with that money, that'll be easy to imagine. It may be difficult imagining how you would get the money, but it will be easier to imagine having fun with that money. Or similarly with the lover or whatever you desire, it may be difficult imagining how you will manifest that gorgeous lover or that success or that creative thing that you want to create, but it will be much easier imagining having fun with that desire. So the general rule is, if it feels good to imagine your desire, then be specific. And you can keep going even more specific as long as it still feels good. And keep building the vibration of it with those delicious, specific feelings, thoughts and feelings. But if it feels bad to be specific, well, then just back off and go more general, because that means your old doubt momentum is creeping in. So just back away from being specific and be more general. Instead of $1 million, we'll then just go for abundance, general abundance. I feel abundance. I love the feeling of being abundant. You know, imagine abundance on all levels of your life, not just money. Instead of a specific lover, well, just generally feel loved and feel loving, especially loving. You don't have any control over being loved. You only have control over loving. So imagine yourself always being loving, no matter what. Instead of a specific car, imagine the general delicious feelings of driving a new car. Just general new car. Even if it's a new used car. Maybe it's only a car that's only 2 or 3 years old, but it's still used. But the more specific you can get, the more real it will feel and the more powerful it will be. But stick with specific feelings first before you go down the road of specific physical attributes of the car or the boat or the house or the lover. Instead of red Mercedes convertible, just feel the delicious feelings of driving down the road in your new car, wind in your hair, gorgeous lover next to you, great jams on the radio on your way to a magical romantic holiday. Always focus on the feeling of being, doing, and having what you want, even if it's not here yet. Feeling, 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 because feeling is more general, And feelings what you really want anyway. So stick with the feelings of your desires rather than being addicted to the physical manifestation of your desires and the specifics of your desires. Focus on the feelings of abundance of your desires. I emphasize abundance of what you want, and you'll feel great. And when you feel great, your desires are on their way to you because you're opening up the abundance floodgates. If you're thinking about your desires but you feel bad, well, that means you're thinking about a lack of your desire rather than abundance of your desire. Or you're thinking about some, you know, ogre, monster, enemy who's keeping you from your desire. Or you're thinking about you're not good enough to manifest your desire. Or you're not talented enough. Or you're too young. Or you're too old. Or whatever. So in that case, go more general and less specific so that you feel better. Or if you have so much old, doubtful, limited, victim-oriented, helpless, I'm helpless, powerless, unworthy, not good enough, not talented enough, etc. momentum about a specific desire, because you've been thinking about that desire for decades in negative ways, well, then just leave that desire alone entirely. You don't have to try to bend your desires into place. You have raised your vibration, and you know, after you have raised your vibration, then you can return to that desire. And you can just think about other things that are abundant in nature. Like, for instance, let's say your big bugaboo, your big monster, your big nemesis is money. Well, you don't have to think about money at all to manifest money. You can think about your gorgeous, abundant pets and nature and lover and your great house, your great car, etc., etc. And build a general feeling of abundance. And then the money can come because you're just, you know, you're not blocking it. You're not even thinking about it. So the general rule is if you got a big issue, raise your vibration about it, and then you can come back to it. And you can do some affirmations about money. Otherwise, leave it alone and just focus on the abundance of everything and anything that is working well in your life, that's already abundant and thriving. And stop playing the victimhood game that something or someone is blocking you or can block you from getting what you want, because that is bullshit. That is 100% a lie taught to you by society. There is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. Nothing and no one is more powerful than you, and nothing and no one can assert their will upon you and stop you from getting what you want. The only person that can block you from getting what you want is you and your own limited, doubt-oriented, lack-oriented thoughts. So when you're thinking in limited ways, just catch yourself and say, oops, I was thinking in limited ways again, silly goose. Okay, that's what I don't want. I'm clear about what I don't want. So what do I want? And think about that. So when you're affirming and visualizing your desires, really make them real. Specifics makes things feel more real. Like seeing yourself make a big withdrawal of your investment and then buying the house or the car. Really enjoy the delicious, exciting feeling of those zillions of dollars being in your bank and buying the plane tickets and flying to the Maldives and staying in five-star luxury. At a gorgeous resort with your sexy lover and sipping Mai Tais by the pool. Be specific, as long as it feels good to do so. Think about the details of what you would do if you had $1 million all of a sudden. You win the lottery. You get an investment that pays off big time. Or you get an inheritance, etc. So what would you do with that money? That's more important than how, it's why and what. Who would you tell that you've got all that money? Who would you tell that you've got $1 million? Would you keep it a secret? Would you invest some of that money or a lot of it? Would you buy real estate? Would you give $10,000 to your favorite charity? Would you give $100 to the homeless guy down the street? I've had a lot of fun playing with lots of businesses and investment opportunities throughout the years. I've been involved in real estate deals and crypto deals and monetary exchange, etc., most of which have gone belly up. But it was fun imagining that great success and being physically involved with money and opportunities and investments and so forth, because it makes it more real. I've gotten close to big success in many of those businesses, which was really, really fun. And I had fun on the way regardless. And I've built up huge portfolios in what I call Wild West investing in high yield, high risk crypto and other investment opportunities. Again, most of which kicked the royal bucket, but it was really fun actually having $1 million in my account, even though I couldn't withdraw it. It was fun imagining that $1 million actually successfully ending up in my bank, and then what exactly I would do with that $1 million. And when you actually see it in your account, I mean, it really is powerful, because it's really getting real then. Now you're thinking all kinds of thoughts when you're, you know, playing the game with business investments or whatever. Like, would I tell anybody, you know, close to me, I've got $1 million in my bank account? What friends would I tell? What further investments would I get into? Would I buy stocks? Would I buy gold? Would I buy silver? I certainly would put a lot of money into my current businesses, such as advertising. I would advertise up the freaking wazoo to generate more money, wouldn't I? I'd buy camera gear for filmmaking. I'd go visit my dad. I'd take him on a holiday. The point is, you've got to imagine your desires so realistically that it feels like they're already here. In regards to my risky Wild West investing, well, I could think negatively and be angry for getting ripped off by poorly managed companies and possibly being scammed, either deliberately or, you know, non-deliberately, just because, again, companies mismanage their funds and too big for their britches. And but those kind of negative thoughts are not helpful trains of thought. I know that, so I don't do it. I don't go there, girlfriend. That's focusing on what I don't want, not on what I do want. And I know that if I keep focusing on what I do want absolutely 100% has to manifest. So even though most of my Wild West investing has been a dismal failure, I see the big picture and I can laugh about it. I know that it's about the journey, not the destination. And my journey is one of general prosperity and abundance. And every step of the adventure can be fun if I make it so. And I have made it so. Because I am on the road to abundance, because abundance is my natural state of being. And that is all that matters. All that matters is having fun on the adventure. Because the purpose of life is joy. And so, of course, I'm going to have fun on every step of the adventure, because that's my natural state of being. Yes, it will certainly be fun when I get to the top of the mountain, make a solid chunk of change, and on all the steps along the way, successful or not, can be appreciated as valuable parts of the journey, yada, yada. But the point is to value those steps right now, not just value those steps in hindsight. The point is to value and appreciate the adventure, every step of the adventure, not just the results of the adventure. It's the journey up the mountain that it's all about, not just being at the top. Every quote-unquote failed business and investment, or failed relationship, or failed whatever, failed creativity, failed whatever, one, it brings you one step closer to success. It gets you one step closer to the top of the mountain. And if you're having fun on the way, well, then you're already succeeding. If you're having fun walking every step to the top of the mountain, you're already succeeding. Because joy is why you want the success at anything. Colonel Harlan Sanders, a.k.a. KFC, didn't succeed financially until he was 65 plus years old. Did he succeed overnight? Well, it may appear that way, but no, that's not what happened. He built his vibration up over 65 years to achieve that success. Babe Ruth struck out 1,330 times to hit 714 home runs, whereas most people strike out in life once and they give up on their dreams, not understanding that the strikeouts are just part of the joyful adventure. Strikeouts, aka failures, are not something that should stop you. They're something to keep you striving for more home runs, or the first home run. And then you strike out again, but you keep striving for the next home run. And maybe you strike out 10 times, and you keep swinging that bat to get the next home run. When you climb to the top of the mountain, you see, oh, crikey, there's 1,000 more mountains to climb. And you only truly fail when you give up and stop having fun and stop trying. When you give up on your dreams, that's when you fail. If you still have the dream or success or not, you're succeeding, especially when you're having fun pursuing that dream. You only fail, really fail, when you believe that limitation is real and opposing forces can stop you from getting what you want, and you give up because,
oh, what's the point?
You only fail when you need conditions, external conditions, to change so that you can be happy, rather than doing how creation really works, when you're being happy regardless of conditions, which creates the happy conditions in your life that match your happiness. That's when you're succeeding. And to be truthful, there absolutely is no such thing as failure. Even if someone gives up on life entirely, and they just decide, what is the freaking point? I'm off on myself. They jump off the bridge, they hang themselves, they shoot themselves, whatever. Doesn't matter, because no one is able to do anything wrong, and we are all eternal creators. So that soul learns valuable lessons about alignment, which they take with them to their next incarnations. But no one needs to die to learn lessons and improve their outlook. The master keys of alignment are available to everyone and are offered freely by masters such as myself, because we are all in this together, and we are brothers and we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Or a better way to say it is, we are our brothers and sisters' cosmic alarm clocks, here to wake up our soulmates from their slumber of separation and denial. But we do that in a much more passive way, rather than actively knocking on people's doors and trying to convince them to wake the fuck up. It's our job instead to influence, influence, by the example of our joyful, abundant lives. You influence vibrationally, not physically, with control. My most valuable gift to you is my joyful alignment to my source, not how successful I am or how sexy I am, even though I am drop-dead sexy, or how talented I am, even though I'm amazingly talented. Doesn't matter. My most valuable gift to you is my alignment to who I truly am as source, and my alignment to who I truly am as joy, well-being, and abundance. My most powerful gift to others is my realization that I am an immortal, infinite, unlimited source master in a human body, and so are you, and so is everyone else. My most powerful influence is my unconditional love and my ability to love even the most wretched of humans on earth, because I know that they are not evil or bad. Some people are just lost and out of alignment with their infinite, unlimited source nature. And those things are also your most powerful gift to others. Your unconditional love and your alignment to your source and your alignment to your joy is the most powerful gift that you can offer others. Joy is your greatest gift to anyone and everyone. Your general feeling of abundance is your greatest gift to anyone or everyone. So imagine you are a giggly, happy, joyful sorcerer that can create anything from your joyful source state, from your unlimited, infinitely creative state of being. You know that everyone else are also magical sorcerers, able to create anything they desire. Really enjoy the thoughts and the feelings of that. And know that you and everyone are already creating every single moment of their lives. The only difference between them and you is you're doing it a lot more consciously and a lot more deliberately. But enjoy the feeling of seeing them catching the vibe of that and becoming more conscious, deliberate creators. That is your gift to humanity, that everyone else has the same power of infinite creation that you have. The power to deliberately, consciously decide what they want, focus on what they want, pay no attention to what they don't want, which creates what they want. The power to be happy, regardless of conditions, which attracts beautiful, happy things into their lives. So I hope you've enjoyed my podcast, Imagine You Are a Sorcerer, and it helps you remember that you are, in fact, an infinitely powerful sorcerer, an infinitely unlimited power, powerful being with the creative power, the freedom to create literally anything you desire, with the full power and freedom to, you know, create planets. That's how much power you've got. You have no limitations whatsoever. So with that in mind, knowing that you are an unlimited, infinite master of divine creation, go now and be that magical sorcerer that you truly are, and magically create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and that is your all of your natural states of being as the source master that you truly are. Create those things everywhere you go. Be Midas and touch. Make gold everywhere you go. All right. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, please, entitled The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to make all your dreams come true. My name is Zakiron Shihan, and I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation, and you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire, and you are an amazing witch, you are an amazing sorcerer, and you can create anything you want. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!